everyone! It's me, Ulrich Gottesen, and I'd like you to welcome to the second season of Elreezy's Audio Plays. I am back after a hiatus that took me a bit of a time away from my own recordings of my own audio plays. And I got one of a doozy episodes of Elreezy's Audio Plays. It's called The Curse of Poetry. In case if you're wondering why I'm doing this one, is basically just a note. There are going to be three characters that provided two poems in one episode. So basically, I am hoping that you guys would enjoy the episode, by the way, and give me a follow on Anchor FM and also with that Spotify and other platforms that are available for podcasting purposes. And also with this, I hope that you guys would also join the Bronze Pinnacle Studios Discord server, which I started, by the way, and hopefully you would like Bronze Pinnacle Studios' Facebook page, and also follow me on Twitter at @ElrichTottesen. So anyways, I have to go ahead and get you to the episode. So I'm going to cue it in, everyone. Cue it in! Hello there. I am wondering what is going on in the world today. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken the lives of 200,000 people across the land of the free and the home of the brave. What? The COVID-19 pandemic? Why hasn't everyone across our 50-state union wearing masks? If we wore our masks for 30 days, we'll not have COVID-19 coming back to our lands and do away with the coronavirus. It doesn't work like that, neighbor. Why is that, neighbor? Well, see the current death count of the current pandemic and how the personalities and voiceover are keeping up with their own spare time? People are either streaming video games on Twitch TV, writing works for themselves to do, or even play video games while waiting for a safe and effective vaccine. I never thought of that, neighbor. Thank you. You're welcome, neighbor. What are you going to do today, then? I guess I'm going to write some poems. All right. I'm going to write my own poems as well. My first poem, The Tall Stranger at High Street. One day at a cake shop, I met a man selling crepes. For money, he wanted a swap, but I really wanted some landscapes. Got any landscapes? Asked me. For that's how I will spend my money. No landscapes here, said the guy. He seemed to find it quite funny. We got some lovely cakes. I'll give you a very fine price. I'd rather have some earthquakes. The man blinked rapidly, thrice. The man seemed exceptionally amazing, and his manner was strangely amused. He wasn't what I would call blazing. Great disdain he noticeably oozed. Like others, he thought I was odd. Some say I'm a bit tall. Still, he gave me a gracious nod as if he thought I was plenty small. So in search of my goal, I departed. But before the cake shop could, I leave. The man came running full-heartedly. I can help you, I believe. Crepes, landscapes you shall find. Cakes, earthquakes you can get. You must now open your mind and get down to High Street Market. So to High Street Market I decided to go. In search of the landscapes I craved, the wind it did eerily blow, but I felt that the day could be saved. There were stalls selling buns, pastries in many shades. There were even stalls selling home runs. People were scattered from many trades. I was greeted by a peculiar lady. She seemed to be rather tall. I couldn't help thinking she might be quite shady. I wondered if she was at all small. Before I could open my mouth, she shouted, "For you, I have some landscapes." I headed towards her to the south, past some cakes and crepes, and I asked, "But how did you know? Do you want them or not?" she did say. Silently, the landscapes she passed, then vanished before I could pay. As I walked away, I heard a crackle. Or was it perhaps a hushed cackle? Wow, such a powerful narrative poem, neighbor. I'm writing a narrative poem of my own. My narrative poem is called The Hyperactive Stranger at Greenway. One day at a pie shop, I met a man selling cats for money he wanted to swap, but I really wanted some at-bats. "Got any at-bats?" I asked. "For that's how I'll spend my money." "No at-bats here," said the guy. He seemed to find it quite funny. "We got some lovely pasties. I'll give you a very fine price. I'd rather have some pestis." The man blinked rapidly thrice. The man seemed exceptionally calm, and his manner was strangely amused. He wasn't what I would call a bum. Great disdain he noticeably oozed. Like others, he thought I was odd. Some people say that I am a bit hyperactive. Still, he gave me a courteous nod, as if he thought I was plenty radioactive. So, in search of my goal, I departed. But before the pie shop I could leave, the man came running full-hearted, saying, "I can help you, I believe. Cats, at bats, you shall find. Pasties and pastas, you can get. You must now open your mind and get down to Greenway Market." So to Greenway Market, I decided to go. In search of at bats I craved, the winds, it did eerily blow, but it felt that the day could be saved. There were stalls that sell apples, cakes in many shades. There were even stalls selling pineapples. People were scattered from many trades. I was greeted by a peculiar lady. She seemed to be rather hyperactive, but I couldn't help thinking she might be shady. I wonder if she was at all radioactive. Before I could open my mouth, she shouted, "For you, I have some at-bats!" I headed towards her to the south, past some pasties and cats. I asked, "But how did you know? Do you want them or not?" she did say. Silently, the at-bats she passed. then vanished before I could even pay. As I walked, I heard a crackle, or was it a hushed cackle? All right, what's next, neighbor? Let's do a line-by-line poem. I'll have mine with humanity. Humanity. In a kingdom full of people. Humanity. The tormentor of my dreams. I heard a happy human tapping. Humanity, said I, the thing of perfectibility. When I thought of the humanity, I awoke and flung the humanitarian. Once I sat engaged and chatting, my passion is the humane sinfulness. Excellent line by line poem, neighbor. I'll do one of my own as well. It's called Gold. Gold. When I thought of the gold in a kingdom full of gold, on that day my soul grew lonely. By the grave I saw the holes. Gold! Chuckled I. Yes, gold! Deep into that darkness, meddling, once I sat engaged and fearing, once upon a midnight colored. Excellent two poems there, neighbors. What? Lucien? What are you doing here, neighbor? I am doing the same thing as well. First narrative poem, The Pink Stranger at Camden. One day at a dress shop, I met a man selling cats. For money, he wanted to swap, but I really wanted some technocrats. Got any technocrats? Asked I. For that's how I will spend my money. No technocrats here, said the guy. He seemed to find it quite funny. We got some lovely chips. I'll give you a very fine price. I'd rather have some proprietorships. The man blinked rapidly thrice. The man seemed exceptionally mighty, and his manner was strangely amused. He wasn't what I call flightedly. A great disdain he noticeably oozed. Like others, he thought I was odd. Some say I am a bit pink. Still, he gave me a gracious nod, as if he thought I was plenty stink. So, in search of my gold, I departed. But before the dress shop I could leave, the man came running, full-hearted, by saying, I can help you, I believe! Cats! Technocrats you shall find, chips and proprietorships you can get. You must now open your mind and get down to Camden Market. So to Camden Market I decided to go. In search of the technocrats I craved, the winds it did eerily blow, but I felt that the day can't be saved. There were stalls selling marbles, socks in many shades. There were even stalls selling garbles. People are scattered from many trades. I greeted by a peculiar lady. She seemed to be rather pink. I couldn't help thinking she might be quite shady. I wondered if she was at all stink. Before I could open my mouth, she shouted, For you, I have some technocrats. I headed towards her to the south, past some chips and cats. I asked, but how did you know that I needed technocrats? Do you want them or not? She did say. Silently, the technocrats she passed, then vanished before I could pay for them. As I walked away, I heard a crackle, or was it a perhaps a hush cackle? And now for the line by line poem called Technology. Much I marveled the technological photo micrography. Technology, I chuckled. Yes, technology! I looked and flung the microelectronics. Once I sat engaged and waiting, technology, tormentor of my dreams, on that day my soul grew splendid. When I thought of the technology, once upon my midnight computerized, what do you think, neighbors? Not half bad there, neighbor. I could second that, neighbor. Wow, I never thought my poetry wasn't not all that bad. Thank you, neighbors. And this is the end of the first episode of season 2 of El Rizzi's Audio Plays. I just thought you should know that the next episode will be coming tomorrow. And also to note, with this in mind, I am back from a hiatus, so basically my writing isn't all that rusty as much as it used to be. And the next episode is going to be audio play I originally did back in June of 2020, which used to be on my Google Drive, which is called Royal Battles, which I wrote entirely on my own. And it was a derivation from the College of Adaptive Arts' anthology radio play that I did back in spring called, what was it? Family Reunions. Yes, Family Reunions. And I hope you will enjoy that one like I did with this one. Alright. I'm out of here. So, Elric signing out. Bye.